right, everybody, welcome back. This is Food for Thought, Thoughts Fit for You. This is your host, Neo Gentrix. Last time, we covered what a basic SWOT analysis is and how businesses use it and its general purposes. And today, I'm going to go ahead and talk about the personal SWOT analysis, which is essentially similar to the same thing, but now we're talking about it on a personal level on how you can use it. So, again, like I mentioned before, a SWOT analysis is the examination of your situation by looking at your strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. It has been used by businessmen for years as a strategic planning tool because it helps you to give an all-around view of your organization as a whole. However, SWOT analysis are equally useful on a personal level as a way to identify areas for development and as part of career discussions. Its simple format, easy to apply structure, means that it can be used very easily without support. In summary, okay, SWOT analysis is a way of looking at your situation by identifying, one, your strengths, or those areas where you have an advantage over others and some unique resource that you can exploit, your weaknesses, an area where you may be weaker than others or may find that others are better than you, opportunities, possibilities that you can take advantage of to help you achieve your goals and ambitions, and threats, things that may prevent you from making a profit or achieving your goals. Okay? That's essentially the basics of a SWOT analysis. Okay? Next, we'll talk about the personal SWOT analysis, and then after that, we'll cover the SWOT process. All right, everybody. So, a personal SWOT analysis. A personal SWOT analysis is very similar to one for business, except that you focus on yourself and your goals. Personal SWOT analysis, however, may be more useful if you focus on a specific goal or problem that you want to address. This is because we all have a number of very diverse goals. The skills and attributes that may help us towards one's goal may be irrelevant or even a weakness in other contexts. A threat in one context could be unimportant in another. It just depends on how you look at it, okay? As such, you can use it, therefore, in a wide variety of different circumstances based off of what you're using it. So, to begin with, the SWOT process. Number one, I want you to identify the goal that you want to achieve. If you can't do this, there's no point in moving forward any further. It's important to be as specific as possible and be clear about the timing, that is, when you wish to achieve your goal, and also how much or how you will know when you have achieved it, such as your success criteria, if you will. If you have not identified any goals, you should probably do so as soon as possible. Now, if you need help with that, I have a podcast covering setting personal goals. If I haven't already made one, please look forward to it coming out as soon as possible to help you all out with moving forward from this point forward. Now, thinking specifically about that goal, number two would be identifying the personal strengths that will help you to achieve it. And the weaknesses that could also prevent you from doing it. Now, it's often helpful to consider knowledge, skills, experience, resources, and support that you have available. If you list these headings separately, you will remember to consider all of these. So it's important to write down what you're trying to do on paper so you can have a look at what you're doing rather than trying to keep it in your head. These areas are generally internal. That is, they relate to you on a personal note and the resources and skills that are available to you as well. There are, therefore, things that are generally, you know, under your control and then things that are not. A key fact to note is that kickstarting your self-analysis requires you to do a few things in order to get started. However, if you find this process difficult, you may want to take an interpersonal self-assessment skill test in order to give you an idea of your strengths and weaknesses. However, this may be useful as a starting point for further thinking, but it will not aid you in the entire process. It will revolve around you still having to do some kind of work. Now, Third, I need you to identify any personal opportunities that can enable you to achieve the goal, and also that will be able to take advantage of when you have achieved the goal that you're attempting to reach. Opportunities are generally external things to keep in mind, okay, relating to the environment and those around you rather than yourself. They include things such as, promotions and financial incentives, or events that are likely to happen at work or outside, such as going on maternity leave, sabbatical, things of that nature, something that you would be considered new, okay? And identifying those opportunities, it opens up a result of achieving your goal, consider both short and long-term benefits as well. It's just something to keep in mind. Next, identify any threats. These are external things and events that are worrying you or that might happen or prevent you from achieving your goal either way or taking advantage of the benefits. Okay? You don't want to have threats, but if you have some, they're actually really useful in moving forward as they give you something to work with or around to improve your chances. Then last but not least, review and prioritize. With this being said, as always with development activities, you need strategic thinking, okay? It's a good idea to review in your analysis and ask yourself the two following questions. I'm sorry, three questions. There are three questions. Is this recognizably me after you've achieved your goal or you're about to achieve your goal? Next, is there anything that I may have forgotten? Because you always want to ask yourself that. And then last but not least, which areas are most important in each of the four categories in this analysis for me to focus on? Try to highlight at least one or two things that from each of strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats that you think would be most important in achieving or preventing you from achieving your goal, and then make those areas your main priorities for action. All right? Alright, so in closing, using a personal SWOT analysis, okay, it's a very useful tool in working out what you want to get from mentoring or anything else. It is also, however, very much more widely applicable, and you can use it to help you analyze any personal development or learning situation. Going through this process for particular goals and or problems that you face enables you to identify which areas are really bothering you and where you need to focus your attention. You can use this process for each and every goal, but it may be more helpful to use it only when you find a problem particularly challenging. It is effectively a way of ordering your thinking and helping you to see the problem in a slightly different way. So let me take this into a thought for you guys. A personal SWOT analysis can be done on your own, first off. You don't really need anyone's help, though you can always do so. However, it is worth bearing in mind that a business SWOT analysis is stronger if it draws on evidence from outside the organization, such as independent market research or views from customers. But in the same way, a personal SWOT analysis is likely to be more powerful if you draw on the views of others, particularly friends and or relatives, and then filter through the information they give you instead of just taking it all by heart. If, for example, you're part of a learning group at work or at college or university, you can agree to go through the process for each other in turn. You can even gather evidence from each other's colleagues to support the analysis just so you have claim to what you're trying to do. If you're doing this by yourself, you may want to ask friends or colleagues their views on your strengths and weaknesses, or ask them to comment on your first draft analysis and give some suggestions. Remember, both good and bad criticism is helpful. While bad criticism is stuff that you typically do not wish to hear, and good criticism is usually around the same area, but it's usually something to help you improve, they both generally allow you to see where you're strong and weak at, if not bluntly in some cases. Be aware that doing this may cost you to be upfront with some of your peers, and you may have to open yourself up a little bit to receive this information. Otherwise, being restrictive into what you want to hear and only hearing that can prevent you from utilizing this to its fullest and allowing yourself to grow and improve. So, any final thoughts on the SWOT analysis for personal development? Well, like any personal development process, the SWOT analysis is not something that you want to do every single day. I can tell you from experience, it's a draining thing to do. Don't do it. But if you are finding a particular problem is very intractable or inaccessible, or that you're really struggling to know where to start with a goal, it may be a useful way of ordering your thinking and giving you a different perspective on the problem that you're trying to solve. Okay, keep this in mind. The SWOT analysis, while simple and effective, is only useful if you truly wish to utilize it to its fullest and you're really willing to receive the information that you're getting, whether from you, someone else, your boss, your friend, your uncle, or your girlfriend, or your spouse, it doesn't matter who. Because typically the information coming in is not always going to be positive. Expect negative feedback, but take it with a grain of salt. Write everything down. Don't write down the person who said it. Write down everything, good and bad. Then take it back and look at it and analyze everything. When you take away the person who said what, it makes it a lot easier to analyze where the problems are. But you have to be honest with yourself. You need to know, this is where I'm faulty at. This is where I'm weak at. This is what I don't know. And this is what I need to improve. Whether it be relationship-wise, your personality, how you treat people, doesn't matter. If you're looking for help with those, I think I covered them in a podcast previously. So feel free to go back through my previous podcast for personal development. I'll be covering more topics in the future, and as well as business skills. However, I want to make sure I make this note clear. All right? I want to thank you guys for listening. This has been Food for Thought, Thoughts If It Were You. This is your host, Neo Gentrix, signing out on personal SWOT analysis for personal skills. Tune in next time. We'll be talking about dealing with failure. Enjoy the rest of your day.